Today, President Obama announced plans for the federal government to buy a nearly empty prison in Thompson, Illinois. The idea is to move detainees from Guantanamo Bay to Thompson. This afternoon, Illinois Senator Dick Durbin, a Democrat, applauded the decision.
We see this as a great opportunity to not only serve our country, but to provide meaningful jobs for a lot of people desperate for work.
When Thompson, Illinois was first proposed as a site for the Guantanamo detainees, the initial reaction from Illinois politicians tended to split down party lines. Democrats backed the plan, Republicans opposed it. Well, not entirely. For the past 7 years, Jim Sasha has been state rep for the 89th District of Illinois, which is just adjacent to Thompson. He's a Republican, he's a supporter of the plan, and he joins us now. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Robert.
First, tell us about the prison in Thompson and why it's almost empty.
I certainly will. The citizens of Thompson some 10 years ago agreed to have a maximum facility state institution built there, and it was completed approximately 8 years ago. And from the time it was completed in 2002, there has not been adequate funding to open it. And accordingly, the numerous people that prepared for its opening built motels, gas stations, automobile dealerships, etc., literally had their dreams broken. Many are bankrupt, and we have attempted for the past 7 years to get the facility open to no avail. If those prisoners are going to come to the United States of America on our mainland, bring them to Thompson. We'll gladly house them.
But just to clarify, the state of Illinois borrowed enough to build the prison, but then didn't have the funds to actually operate it.
That's exactly what happened, sir.
Well, will there really be local prison jobs for people either in Thompson or in your district, which I guess comes up to about 2 miles of the town?
Yes, sir.
Or will those jobs, in fact, go to people with experience in the Federal Bureau of Prisons who will actually get the jobs?
Well, I think you're going to get a little bit of both. According to the briefing I received on November 15th, there's unquestionably going to be 200 prison guards brought in initially from around the country, people willing to relocate here. What we were told is somewhere between 300 and 500 people from a local area would have an opportunity to be trained as prison guards on a federal level. But as a retired law enforcement officer myself, I am well aware that people throughout the United States can apply for these positions. Certainly, I see local jobs, local economic development, but people throughout the country are going to have those opportunities for these federal law enforcement positions.
If I understand you, there'll be a new prison guard slot, one for almost every Guantanamo detainee who's going to be sent there.
I don't question that for a minute, sir, but here's what we need to understand. There are 8 wings to the Thompson prison, each capable of handling 200 prisoners without double bunking. One wing will be designated solely to Gitmo prisoners. I'm sure that they will probably have one-on-one military. We were told military police on those people. That wing will be totally segregated, and they will be handled totally differently than the remainder of the prison population. And I think that's very important for people to understand.
Yeah.
There is going to be no commingling.
That is Illinois State Representative and retired FBI agent, yes?
Yes, sir.
Jim Sasha, who represents the 89th District in Illinois, just adjacent to the town of Thompson, which is where the Guantanamo detainees are going to be sent. Thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you, sir.